All right, before we begin the show this week, I want to take a quick moment and explain something. First of all, I want to say thank you for all the folks that have written emails in. A lot of you knew because I was on his show that we were going to have a guest this past week or last week, Hank Thorpe from All of the Above Radio. It is a nationally, we'll say, acclaimed podcast. He's out of Dallas, Texas. Hank's a personal friend, a great guy, and the Fishbowl Radio Network's Male Personality of the Year, Male Performer of the Year. Sounds like he dances down by the airport. Fishbowl Radio Network's Male Performer of the Year. And we did the interview. We had a great interview. It was awesome to catch up with Hank again since I was on his show 2 weeks ago. And well, lo and behold, we had our first major technical glitch, and I'll just tell you, it recorded Hank just fine, but it recorded me at double speed, so it sounded, for some reason, like he was being interviewed by one of the chipmunks, and while that may seem very funny to a lot of you, I wasn't about to put that on the air. So, Hank has graciously worked around his schedule. We're going to try to record maybe today, maybe sometime next week. So we can do that again. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I'm not going to do the same interview, although the last one was really good, simply because that would be boring for me and Hank. So even though it'll be kind of an introductory interview for a lot of you that do not know him, it'll probably be a little bit more in depth than most of those go. But Hank is a great guy, and I really do appreciate his patience. So what we decided to do this week was go and get the most requested guest to come back and actually help co-host the show. I'm going to sit around and talk with her a little bit at the beginning, and then she is going to interview a friend of hers. And then I'll talk with you at the end about a couple of things that have popped up this week that taught me a lesson that I really didn't see coming. But anyway, I hope you enjoy this show, and we will be back. Same bat time, same bat channel, hopefully, as long as we don't have any more weird technical glitches next week. Thanks again, and here's the show.
You're listening to the Local Bar Podcast with your host, Chad Alexander. Come on in. We have a lot of friends we want you to meet.
Welcome to the Local Bar. It's me, Brent, and I'm going to introduce you to a special friend. Can you please introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Chad.
Hey, Chad. Do you want to ask me some questions or do you want me
Sure,
to
we can talk about some stuff. So do you know why we're doing this?
No.
Well, because we had a problem with the recording during the week, and the interview we had did not work. But it looks like because of the electronic glitch that we had, we're gonna redo the interview this coming week with a very good friend of mine that was nice enough to have me on his show 2 weeks ago, and he's gonna be on ours next week, hopefully, if we get everything working again. But let me ask you a question. Did somebody have a birthday last week?
Yes.
Who was it?
Adrian.
Who is Adrian?
My mommy.
Yeah. And so did you want to do something so she could have a view talking and having fun?
Oh, yeah. And she we'll introduce my mommy, and I'll talk in the big one, and she can talk in the blue one if you see. We'll see if it works. We'll see if I hear you in the blue microphone.
Well, this one doesn't work right now because we've only got two people here.
Oh.
So, did you, before we get to your interview that you did with one of your friends, what did you do yesterday? Did you go to a golf tournament?
How did Pops not get any goals?
How did Pops not get any old? What do you mean by that?
No, how did he not even get in the hole?
Oh, well, we were playing in a golf tournament, and we were playing, the four of us were on a team, and so that's how we do it.
Oh, and what place do you think you win?
Well, we didn't win, but we didn't come in last place, so that's pretty good. Now, do you know what we had the golf tournament for?
What?
Well, because I had a cousin that passed away, but they have a scholarship in his name at Wofford, where Pops is on the board. So we had a golf tournament to raise money for his scholarship. And there are two people currently on the scholarship, and I think a third one's going to go on this year. Do you know what that means?
No.
That means that person gets to go to a really good college and get a good education, and that scholarship helps pays for it. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, you can ask me a question, yes. Well, I was going to ask you, who did you play with yesterday? Did you have two cousins there yourself?
Yeah, it's Madison and Maui. And when Madison was asleep, Maui was just staring at me.
She was.
Like, she didn't even blink.
I think it's because you're so pretty. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you five questions.
Okay? All right, you can ask me five questions before you start your interview. Yes, go ahead.
To introduce me.
Okay.
What's 2 plus 2?
4.
What's 5 plus 5?
It's a tougher one. 10?
Yes.
Okay.
What's 10 plus 10?
Oh, my gosh, you're getting harder. 20?
Wait, what did you say last time? Did you say 13?
No.
Oh.
I didn't say 13.
What was the one when you said 13?
That was the last time we did an interview. That was a long time ago.
I have 2 more to go.
Okay.
What's 6 plus 6?
12?
Yeah, 12. Wait, count.
1, 2, 3,
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,
11.
Is that? Yep,
it's 12. It's 12. Okay, good.
What's 8 plus 8?
Oh, wow, this is the toughest one. I think it's 16.
What?
Is that right? So you, the other night, you did an interview with a friend of mine and yours, and we're going to play that for everybody right now, and I think that they will enjoy it, and I will see them and talk to them on the other side of the break. But Brittany, can I tell you thank you very much for guest hosting this week?
Thank you for being our interviewer, and now we're doing the one when I have to introduce myself.
Okay, and do you want to say happy birthday to anybody?
I want to say happy birthday to my mommy.
And what do you want to what do you want to tell your mommy?
Wait, I think I just said it on her birthday.
Okay. I know, but what would you want to tell your mommy?
Happy birthday, mommy. I love you.
There you go. All right. Well, here is Bryn's interview with Matthew, and then I will see you, all of them, on the other side of the break.
Okay.
What do you want to ask Matt? Matt, you can help out here if you need to. All right, so how about this? Start with this. Say, will you repeat after me? Mm-hmm. Repeat after me, okay, ready? say hello, everybody.
That's an easy one.
All right, do it.
Hello, everybody.
Now say, we're talking to my friend Matt.
We're talking to my friend Matt.
All right, and then say, Matt. Say, Matt. Why, or say, hello, Matt.
Hello, Matt.
Hello, Bryn. How are you tonight?
Good.
Are you doing good?
Yeah. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm doing good. It's Friday and the week's over. We're ready for the weekend. It's supposed to be nice outside, so we're going to maybe do something.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
Well, I got to go and work on the Jeep a little bit in the morning. I got to change out some parts because it's not running that great, which is a shame. After 220,000 miles, you would think that it'd be just broken in good, but it's just breaking down good. So we're going to do that in the morning. Then we'll probably come back up here and see what's going on around the Cock and Bull. Do you know anything about the Cock and Bull?
I might not be at the Cock and Bull tomorrow.
No? Mm-mm.
Do you like the Cock and Bull?
Uh-huh.
What do you like best about the Cock and Bull?
It has darts still, and you can play darts whenever you want.
Are you any good at the darts?
Uh-huh.
Have you beat Chad?
Yeah.
You beat him?
Yep.
What are you doing this weekend, Bryn?
We're gonna go see my baby cousin and my dad gonna I'm gonna go see my baby cousin while my daddy goes play golf and we're gonna like my daddy and pops are gonna play golf and they're gonna play at a golf tournament and I'm gonna see BB, Madison, Mallory and Courtney and I'll be there, we will have to see my two baby cousins.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Who are all those people you just said that you're going to see tomorrow? Those cousins?
Madison and Maui.
They are? Where are they from?
Charlotte.
Charlotte?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Have you ever been to Charlotte?
Uh-huh.
You have? Well, I got a question. Do you like golf?
Yeah.
Are you any good?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have your own clubs?
Yeah, and I do golf camp.
You do golf camp. So you play soccer, you play golf, and what else do you do? Other than beat Thomas at checkers. And
man, that's an easy one.
How many times have you beat Thomas at checkers?
Like 10.
10 times?
How many times has he beaten you? Once.
He beat you once? What did you do whenever he beat you at checkers?
Me and my dad me and my dad practice, and then while we were asleep, Thomas practice. While Thomas was asleep, me and my daddy practice, and I always went. My dad sometimes wants to help me, and we always played checkers a lot.
Did you ever put pots and pans in Thomas's bed whenever he beat you?
We did that one time.
I do remember that.
You put pots and pans in Thomas's bed?
Yeah.
Did he get in there with him? He did?
Mm-hmm.
Did he get hurt?
No.
Did you want him to?
No.
You just wanted to mess him up, huh? Just so you'd be confused.
So he'll be confused how to play checkers.
I know. That'd be the last time he ever beat you at checkers, huh?
Hey, Matt, I'm going to ask you some questions.
Okay, go for it.
Matt, what's your favorite thing to do?
That's a good question. My favorite thing to do? That's a really good question. Are you speaking in present terms? What is my favorite thing to do, or like something I've done in the past, like growing up wise? Like growing up, whenever I was growing up, whenever I was your age, my favorite thing to do whenever I was your age was riding dirt bikes. That was something that my dad and some friends of ours, we would go every weekend, and we'd go out to either my farm in North Carolina. Or go somewhere in Lexington where there wasn't anybody living around there. There were some woods. We'd go ride dirt bikes together. Now it seems that my favorite thing to do is work because it's all I do anymore.
Well, I hope when you're riding dirt bikes, I hope that's fun.
It was fun. It was a good time. We got to ride for a long time. The only time it wasn't fun is whenever we wrecked. If we fell off the bike or we ran into something or, you know, it was too muddy and we fell down, that wasn't very fun. But other than that, it was a lot of fun. Do you like riding four-wheelers with Thomas?
Mm-hmm.
How often did y'all used to do that?
A lot.
A lot? Mm-hmm. Whose four-wheeler was faster?
Mine.
Yours was faster?
Yeah, because mine has batteries. Does Thomas's have batteries?
Thomas runs on gas.
Thomas is actually one on gas.
Well, I'm sure yours went farther and went faster, though.
Yeah, it did.
It did? Mm-hmm. I bet his was broken down all the time, too.
Oh, man, it might have.
Yeah. I'm sure, just like everything else Thomas has got, it's all broken down, huh?
You ask him?
Do you like going to the cock gamble?
Unfortunately, that is probably one of the highlights of my week. I spend most nights up there talking to multiple different people. It's a good time. I always like whenever you get to come up there to test my skills in darts. Cock and Bull is a nice little getaway, I would say. You know, after work, after a long day at school or work, you got to go up there to Cock and Bull and eat some good food. I saw you had the quesadilla.
Well, that sounds like fun, Matthew. I like how you like to go into the Cock and Bull.
I know. I like it how you like to come there, too. I heard tonight maybe they might put a picture of you in there. What do you think about that? Do you have a particular picture you want in there or anything?
I want to have a picture on there when I'm playing soccer.
When you're playing soccer?
Yeah.
Do you like going to Cock and Bull after you play a soccer game?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Because I always have to wear my you always have to wear your singlet at soccer and just in case the ball hits you, like right here. Asshole. You like to pull full in football.
Well, and I hope these aren't fighting words, but I like the Panthers.
I like the Panthers too, Matthew. And when they played the Super Bowl, I was cheering for the Panthers, and the Panthers lost. I didn't like that. But if they won or lose, they'll have to play until September.
Yes, the Panthers are awesome, aren't they?
Yeah.
That was a bad game they had against the Broncos. They should have beat them, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite player?
Cam Newton.
That's my favorite player. And I have his same jersey in black.
You have the same jersey?
Mm-hmm.
Did you go see them after they came back, or after they were in the playoffs? Did you go up to Charlotte and see them?
No, I just had to drop us signs because they lost the Super Bowl.
Oh, but you still went up there, though, mm-hmm. and showed your support. So you're a true fan, though. Because there's a lot of people that pulled for the Panthers but didn't say anything about them after they lost. But you were a good fan, though. You went up there even though they lost and still showed your support.
Yeah.
Did you wear your jersey?
Yeah, I did. Because and I think that Ken Newton and Luke Kuechly got those signs all the way. And if they got those signs, I think they'll might drive all the way to South Carolina to come to my house.
You think? If they come to your house, you better call me, because I want to come over.
Okay.
If they come to your house, you better call me.
I'll tell my mom.
Yeah, tell her to give Chad a call, and he'll call me, and I'll come over.
Okay.
But if I'm out of town, you got to make them stay until I can get back.
What?
Only an hour. You can make them stay for an hour.
Okay, I'll ask them how long they'll stay.
And whenever they say, I don't know, tell them you got to stay an hour.
Okay.
You can do that?
Mm-hmm.
Who's your second favorite person on the Panthers team?
Luke Kuechly.
Why is that?
Because Luke Kuechly and Cam Newton always pass the ball to each other, and they pass the ball to all their teams, and sometimes they make accidents, but when they actually get touchdowns.
I like it when they get touchdowns.
Yeah, me too, because it makes them get more points.
I know. Well, the more points they get, that puts them farther away from any team they're playing.
Uh-huh.
I think it was a fluke whenever they lost to Atlanta this year, don't you?
Yeah.
I got a question for you, Bren.
Okay.
What do you think about the Dallas Cowboys?
I like them as much as I like the Panthers.
Now, hold on now. Why is that?
Because I like Jason Witten because he's number 82.
Is that your favorite number?
Uh-huh.
82 is your favorite number?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like the Cowboys because your dad likes the Cowboys?
Mm-hmm.
We give him a hard time about liking the Cowboys because they're not very good.
Okay.
And they won their last Super Bowls back whenever there was black and white TV. But he always reminds us of that.
And I didn't know that And we still have a black TV. And
it's probably the reason y'all have a black and white TV is because Chad's stuck in the past and he can't get over it. What do you think?
What team do you not like?
The Redskins.
I do not like the Steelers.
You don't like the Steelers? That's mm-hmm. Hey, that's my second team I do not like.
I do not like the Steelers.
Why don't you like the Steelers?
Because it has the word steal in the name and I don't like it.
I don't like anybody that steals either.
Me either.
Anybody that steals is no fan of me, right?
Right.
I'm no fan of them, sorry.
Yeah, me either.
Who is other than, do you like baseball?
Yeah.
What's your favorite baseball team?
Gamecocks.
Gamecocks? Have you been to see any of the games?
Yeah.
Did they win?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite player?
I don't know if you know any baseball players.
Yeah,
do you?
I don't.
Mm-mm. Do you like the guy with the last name Jones? He's a transfer.
I like
him. He's been playing very good. Mm-hmm. I went and saw him a few weeks ago, and he played very well.
Yeah, I saw him at a baseball game, and one time it was actually like going to fly over my head.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Were you scared?
No.
No?
No.
Were you going to catch the ball?
I tried to, but it might land on my head.
Well, you guys got to remember to move your head out of the way. Did you like going and watching the Gamecock basketball team play this year?
Yeah.
Were they good?
Yeah.
I didn't go see any of the games. Did they win a bunch?
Yeah. They even won all the men basketball games.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
So they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Maybe if we can get the football team to play good, we might have us a pretty good school with teams, huh?
Yeah. What makes you happy, Matt?
What makes me happy is good friends, good times, and not always knowing the answer or where you're going to end up, but at least taking the adventure anyways.
What do you like the most about your friends?
I think when you look at a group of friends, and you'll learn this as you get older, it's not about how many you have. It's about how many good friends you have. It's about having the friends that you can call at any time and they'll do anything for you. And that's what I enjoy most about mine, is that I know no matter what situation I'm in, I'll be there, and I would hope they would think the same about me. Because without that, you've just got people you talk to on a daily basis that you don't really care for.
I think I'll do the same thing.
I think you will, too. I think you're very smart, and I think you will learn that quicker than most people have.
I'm going to ask you one more question.
Okay, what is it?
Same.
Do you think the current, the political climate is good for this country?
Now we've opened a can of worms. No, I do not. That's a simple answer, and I think there's a lot of answers that we could go into, and we could talk for hours about it. I think if there's not a change anytime soon, then we would be in a lot worse shape than what we are now, and it's something that we won't be able to get out of.
Would you vote for my daddy for president?
As long as he built me a guest house at the White House, I would vote for him.
Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Brent, for having me.
I can't wait to beat you at darts.
Good luck.
And Joe, I'll beat you.
I will see.
He said, let's get out of this town. Drive out of the city, away from the crowds. I thought heaven can't help me now. Nothing lasts forever.
I want to make it clear to my friends that are going to make fun of me here sooner or later that the music was chosen by my daughter this week. Hey, when you guest host the show, you're allowed to choose the music. Those songs are on my iTunes. I have I'll be the first to admit that I really don't have a problem with Taylor Swift. As a matter of fact, there's a lot about her that I like, and it's not just that set of stems that she's got. I'm actually. I listened to that 1989 album, and I've got to be honest with you, it's actually pretty good. All right, I'm gonna get some emails over that one. So yeah, crazy couple of days, and it stinks not being able to get Hank on the air, and I thought we were going to be able to today, but my schedule's kind of crazy. I'm about to go spend some time with some family this weekend, so we're not going to be able to do it, and we'll have to shoot for it next week. I cannot wait for the people that are part of this community to hear Hank. He is a really, really fun person, but he's got a great style about him, and his show is fantastic. If you want to go ahead and check it out, it is called All of the Above Radio. You can find it on iTunes, and there's one that he and I think I was on for about 2 hours of his show, and we had a really good time on and off air. So hoping to continue that conversation again. I was thinking the other day though about just the whole computer flub up about it recording wrong, and you know I've got all these microphones here in the studio just kind of looking at me, and you never know when one of them is just going to fritz out on you, and you don't really know that it's doing it a lot of times until you go to produce the show. Matt also does another podcast with me, and sometimes I think to myself, I really should go back and listen and edit these things a little bit better, because who knows, maybe I sounded like a chipmunk before and never knew it. I've never gotten any emails, so if I do, please let a brother know. But it is kind of funny, you know, I was thinking over the past month how much life has changed for me. Going from living in one place and working at one place to everything just being completely different, and how some of that's good and how some of it's bad. It's really nice to be close to my daughter. It's nice to be back downtown. It's nice to be near friends like Matt, but it's hard to be further away from other friends, whether literally or figuratively. It's tough, and life's just one of those things that's just ever evolving. You know, I hear a conversation that I get in a lot is people say, well, I just have a hard time with change. Every day something is different. I don't care how boring your life may seem. Well, let me take that back. There's a chance for everything to be different every day. Whether or not you make it is up to you. But even if you want to stay stagnant, the world around you changes. And you can either grow and learn from it or just get caught up in the wash. I had this weird moment the other day, and it was just kind of a neat moment. And I didn't think about it again until I had the whole mess up the other day with Hank's recording. I'm still kicking myself over. I hate it. It was actually a really good time. But I was thinking a little bit about how that very philosophy that the world around you is going to change. That doesn't mean you need to be a very different person every day when you wake up, but life is going to move forward, and you either can be a part of it or you can just be part of the scenery and the backdrop. And to be quite honest with you, there's really no plausible reason to settle for the latter. I was at a golf tournament the other day. Last weekend, there's a charity golf, excuse me, there's a charity golf tournament that goes on every year. I had a cousin who was in his very early 20s. Oh my God, he may not have been 21 yet. As a matter of fact, I don't think he was. He may have been 20. A very, very wonderful, wonderful human being. His name is Carl, and Carl was the third grandchild. Excuse me, third grandchild on my father's side, second grandson, and was just full of life. Incredible guy. You know, we always say stuff like this when someone passes. I'm going to tell you, I said this when Carl was alive. It just everybody who's ever known Carl Alexander, or Tiny, as he was known, the ironic nickname he was given, he was just full of life. Great golfer, loved golf, loved lacrosse, loved sports, loved NASCAR. He liked the Philadelphia Eagles, could never get him off that. But he was a great, great young man who, due to something that he was born with, was taken from us suddenly when he was up at Wofford College. Oh, my God, he may have been a sophomore. That just seems like so long ago. But ever since then, my aunt and uncle and Carl's younger brother, Wesley, started, and then Carl's aunt Nancy have put together painstakingly through an effort full of love, though. They've worked to get a scholarship at Wofford University with the help of my dad, who's on the board up there as well, for students at Wofford to get a scholarship under Carl's name. And they do a 5K and a golf tournament every year, which you would think Carl's cousin would have done a better job promoting on his podcast. He just realized that. But there's always next year. Anyway, I play in this golf tournament. I play in two golf tournaments every year with these guys. My dad, and then one of the greatest guys I know, Jason Taylor, JT. And then we usually have one guy play at one for my dad, and then somebody else play in the tournament we play for Carl. And so the three of us got together, had a great time like we always do. And as we pulled up to the clubhouse, I was kind of something just kind of hit me. I was thinking about Carl. And thinking about the 5 years ago when he passed away, and more than 5 years ago now, how I miss the guy, and how it's great to see that so many people that think so much of him are carrying his philosophy and doing something for others and being positive and being happy. And you know, just kind of having a little moment coming up off the last hole. And as I pulled up to the clubhouse, I saw something, and it was just a very strange very strange scene that just had a lot of peace to it. It was really nice. I saw my cousin Wesley, Carl's younger brother, standing there talking to a girl that I recently just started seeing that is a very lovely young woman. And she was standing there talking to Carl, holding my sister's second child. And then my brother-in-law and their first child walked up. The two children are like 3 months apart, I think. And I kind of just sat there and watched mom and dad walk up, my uncle come around, start talking to my sister. And I'm sitting there looking at that scene, and I remember being at a restaurant in Columbia years before when I got the news from my dad that Carl had passed away. It was not long after Adrian and I had dealt with losing the first child that she was pregnant with, having a miscarriage. It was very strange and tough time. And that was actually a very, very hard period of both of our lives. And to look back on it and realize that life just changed. I mean, yes, we got divorced. That was a big change. We had a daughter, and there were things that we changed and moved. We changed jobs. We both changed careers. We just went through, you know, things that underneath our roof we changed. But life changed as well. And here I am looking at a girl that I'm dating that I didn't know 6 months ago, hold a child that 2 years ago everyone would have thought would have been impossible for my sister to have, as her husband, who sometimes I think it's almost impossible Abby has a husband, walks up with their child that almost didn't make it. You know, it was a wonderful scene, and one that reminds me that life is going to throw some stuff at you. And life is going to be harsh, and life's going to be mean, and life's not going to be unfair, because life doesn't play by anybody's rules. It just plays by its own. And that's just what happens. And if you don't sit around and, number one, change and take the opportunity out of each time life changes to better yourself, and number two, sit back and absolutely enjoy the little things, then you are absolutely missing out on what you have in front of you every single day. It was an absolute joy for me to listen to my daughter interview one of our good friends. And I wish I'd gotten a picture of it, because Bryn is tiny and Matt is huge, and it looked really funny to them sitting across the table, across the desk from each other here at the studio. It really was kind of a cute scene. I don't know why I didn't take a picture of it. But it was just something that was great. And something that a few years ago I would have told you, what in the world are you talking about? That'll never be like that. You know, I think every now and then it's nice to take a look around you and see and see how life's changed and see how you've changed and where you haven't. One of the things that Hank and I did talk about that you don't get a chance to hear is that you have to take full ownership in yourself. So when you want things to be different, you have to do it. And you've got to realize that there's only one person that's got that power, and that is you. And a lot of times, I think what happens is we sit around, and when we start down a certain road, we give up because we see how much further we have to go. Every now and then, it's kind of nice, like I did at the golf course the other day, to sit there and take a look and see how far you've come, who's still with you and who's not, how your life's changed for the better, and who you're really missing. But that's life. It's just the way that it is. She's a mean lady to dance with, but she's the only one on your dance card. So you got to get up off your seat and do something about it. I'm on the precipice again of making a major decision in my life, one that could affect a lot of what I do. And I'm going to spend the weekend thinking about it. I'll tell you, though, it's nice to get a little perspective before the weekend, and I let my head just wander quite a bit. I'm going down to the beach, spend time with family, spend time with my daughter, do a little Easter egg hunting at my dad's church, and spend a little bit of time by the sea figuring out what I want to do. But I'll tell you, it's nice to sit back and understand that this isn't the only fork in the road I'll ever come to. And just because it's here, it doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad one. Looking back on that porch of that clubhouse that I pulled up at the other day, it was really nice. Really nice to take all that in. It's just a nice reminder that the words that Ferris Bueller taught us a long time ago really do ring true. That life does move pretty fast. If you don't stop, take a look around every once in a while, you just might miss it.
Thanks for stopping by the bar. We've picked up your tab, but if you'd like to throw the best bartenders you know a tip, head over to patreon.com/localbar and support the show. Any support is greatly appreciated. If you'd like to drop us a line, send your comments and questions to localbarmail@gmail.com. Thanks again for coming in. See you next week.
Yes, and thank you. localbarmail@gmail.com is a place you can reach us. Look for you next week, hopefully without any technical difficulties. Have a great weekend, and don't forget to look around. Take care.